Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm headed to the office Monday morning, 5:23. I'm excited to get there. I've got a patient schedule for the morning. I've got some consulting calls this afternoon, and then I'm taking my little man to tennis this evening. So full day, all over the place with living the entrepreneur life. But what I wanted to get into on my drive to work was answering a question that I didn't get a chance to answer or didn't come up whenever I did a Facebook Live, I'm sorry, Instagram Live with Kelly Storett a few days ago. So if you guys didn't see that, I jumped on with Kelly for about an hour to answer some clinical questions as well as some business related questions, and it was a fun time. And some of you submitted questions to me with the hashtag AskMWOD. They just didn't get a chance to get answered. And one of them was Mike_Physio. So it's Mike Alzheimer. Thank you for the question. And he asked me, if you give yourself one piece of business advice and go back and give yourself one piece of business advice, what would it be? And you know, as I thought about this question, the number one thing that popped into my mind was to have some sort of continuity program in place for people that wanted to do continual work with me and with our practice. Now, what I mean by that is some sort of ongoing service that's a structured program for the people that you're working with that are going to want to come back and see you on a semi-regular basis. And the thing that I think that we do very poorly as physios and physical therapists, or whatever you want to call yourself, is we're very good at basically fixing people and then sending them on their way, which that is definitely the majority of the people that we see. But don't forget the fact that we have a really cool skill set to be able to create long-term solutions and solve problems with people. And when I was in the Army, this was something that we would never think about doing. And the reason why was because we're understaffed, and just there was too many people for us to be able to do some sort of continual work. And don't get me wrong, plenty of those people would have loved to have come back and you know, done soft tissue work with me, whatever, some progressions on their conditioning or strength conditioning program once a month, or something to that effect, or even something as simple as, you know, having something in place to have people come back on a biannual basis. You know, it's something that I think is a good option for most PTs to do. And here's what I want you to think about. So in the last 4 years, we've seen about 1,600 patients. About 1,000 of those were just me over the course of those 4 years, and our other PTs have seen the other patients. But what if you had some sort of continuity program that was just you know, a musculoskeletal checkup twice a year, which is something I think everybody can implement in their practice. And frankly, we should, right? Like that simple kind of dental model of, hey, let's do a, you know, exam and a cleaning twice a year is preventative. And the effects of not going to the dentist are pretty terrible if you think about it, right? Like getting your mouth drilled, getting a shot into your gums because they have to do some work or whatever. Like there's a lot of negatives associated with that. Well, there's also a lot of negatives with not taking care of your body, you know, like a shot in your back or surgery or needless imaging that's going to cost you a bunch of money. And, you know, for us to have something as simple as a continuity program that's, you know, some sort of structured plan where they're coming back on a semi-regular basis. Now, this doesn't have to be, you know, every month or a couple times a month or anything like that. It could literally be twice a year. But think about these numbers, right? So let's say it was twice a year and we got half the people that I saw to come back in. So that's 800 people that come back twice a year. That's generating 1,600 patient visits. So that's what, 110 to 120 patient visits per month that would be generated right there just from people coming back twice a year for preventative purposes, not even to include if they did come back for something and they had, you know, something more significant going on, if that would lead to more patient volume associated with it. So this is something I did not do early on. I had no continuity program in place. In fact, I was doing the old military model, you know, churn and burn and get them out as fast as we could. And what I noticed pretty quickly was certain people I just couldn't seem to get rid of. They would just, you know, I'd be like, okay, cool, you're good. And then next thing I know, because they could self-book, they'd be on my schedule the following week, you know. And I was kind of like, hey, what's up, you know, what's up? What's going on? Oh, hey, I want to see if you could work on this, this, or this, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, let's check it out, see what we got. And they'd come back the following week, you know, and, or I'm sorry, the following month, and they'd just be back. And it was because they enjoyed the fact that they were getting some one-on-one care. They were getting benefit from it. They saw a lot of value in that. And it was unintentional. It's not something that I planned to do, but if I could go back and initiate some variation of a continuity program from the very beginning, our practice would be even more progressed than it currently is in terms of our patient volume and revenue associated with that. Because, you know, we could, I think, conservatively add an extra 100 visits a month to what we're doing now, just based on the fact that we didn't have that in place for the first about 3 years that I was in practice. And I didn't even think about adding something like that. I mean, you look back and I'm like, man, it seems so simple. Why didn't you do that? Well, that's because I was busy as shit trying to just build a business and spend some time with my family. And I was traveling a ton, you know, and you're stuck in it, you know? And if you're listening to this and that's you right now, you're stuck doing all the work. You're stuck in the forest, right? You can't see the forest through the trees is what they say. And it's because you're just putting out fires all day and you're just working on trying to see all the patients on your schedule, respond to all the patients on your schedule, respond to the people that you're trying to get on your schedule. You're trying to hopefully hire somebody and train somebody to do something. And, you know, you're just sort of stuck in the grind. And that's okay because you kind of have to go through that. But make sure you take a step back and you ask yourself, you know, do I have a designated plan for these people that I'm working with? Because if you do a good job, they're going to want to see you. And especially something as simple as a continuity program is really, really easy to set up when you're talking 2 visits a year. You know, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound like much of anything. So keep that in mind. You know, it's definitely something that I think all practices should be doing. And, you know, it doesn't take that much effort to plan and also to initiate and sell these types of programs. It's a great way to build your volume long term, and it is the one thing that I wish that I would have done when I first opened my doors and tap a young Danny Matei on the shoulder and say, "Hey, dude, make sure you got a continuity program." I wouldn't have known what that even meant, honestly. If someone had told me, I would have had to Google search it. And there's a really good book about not necessarily continuity programs, but this idea of recurring revenue, which is, that's the that's the gold mine of revenue in any business for the most part. And as you notice, this is something that most businesses are moving towards, recurring revenue models, right? So Netflix is a perfect example. Netflix is recurring revenue, small, but it's a recurring charge, and they're worth, you know, billions and billions of dollars. This is happening in pretty much any industry that you look at. Subscription models, these are recurring revenue models. And for us, these continuity programs in a service business like this are one of the few ways that we can create recurring revenue, and aside from like digital programming and things like that for our patients. So think about that. You're adding a revenue stream that's recurring, which is super helpful for cash flow and for predictability in your business. And this is something that you want to drive towards. So take my advice. If you're new to practice, do it now. Start a continuity program and have your patients, give them something structured to move towards, aside from just discharge, see you later, let me know whenever you hurt yourself again.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.